You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Henry Tamburin with the Knights of Columbus into the studio. Welcome back, Henry.
Good morning.
Thank you
for having me.
I get to see you once a year, sometimes twice, when the Knights of Columbus Council 2737 are doing an event, and you've got one Sunday.
Yes, we have a big one Sunday. It's our chicken barbecue fundraiser, and we had this scheduled a long time ago, and because of the tornadoes that hit Kentucky, the word came out from the Knights of Columbus there that they need some monetary assistance. So our council decided that we're going to donate the net profits from this fundraiser to the victims of the tornado in Kentucky. And additionally, we put the word out to the community that if anybody wants to write a check to our council, they can do so. And I'll give you the address in a second. And we will take whatever money is donated plus the net profits from the chicken barbecue, and we're going to send it over to the Knights Council in Kentucky to help the victims with food, clothing, temporary housing, and so on.
I like the fact that going from one Knights of Columbus to another, it's a legitimate fundraiser that will be able to funnel things that folks need directly.
That's right.
You know, instead of giving on a website for, no offense to Red Cross or anything, but dealing with a local organization that can help the local folks they know are in need.
Yes, and we've had communication with the council people in the affected areas, and they've emailed us what the situation is, where they're going to use the money. Right now, it's for victims, again, for temporary housing, food, clothing. You know, to me, you kind of forget, you know, you hear about the tornado over there and you kind of forget about it.
Right, life goes on, and you don't think about how in this cold weather they're in tents or trailers and trying to make do.
The governor of Kentucky, he was quoted as saying the following: "The devastation is unlike anything I have ever seen in my life, and I have trouble putting it into words."
Wow.
And the pictures that we saw, you can imagine your house being demolished, winds are blowing. The first responders found people outside their homes in pajamas with nothing but the clothes, just pajamas, nothing, in the freezing rain. And it was cold. So we're trying to help. We're doing what we can here in Alabama and our council for these victims.
And so you've got the chicken barbecue fundraiser this Sunday. Give us all the details.
It's this Sunday. It's at our Knights of Columbus Hall, which is at 602 Main Street in Daphne. We're right next door to the Shrine of the Holy Cross Church, and we're at the corner of Main and Ryan.
Okay.
It's curbside pickup only, starting at 11:30 in the morning until 1 p.m. or until we sell out. The takeout plates consists of a half of a barbecue chicken, Spanish rice, green beans, and bread. The cost is $10 per plate.
And now, I got to ask you about this rice. You must have a secret Spanish rice recipe. Say that three times real fast. Because you sell an extra cup of it for a dollar.
Right.
It must be in high demand.
That came from the old country, by the way, this recipe.
Oh,
and our
okay.
parishioners and other people who come for the chicken barbecue, they love it. And they always ask us for more. So we give out an extra cup for a buck. And you'd be surprised how many people will take that. Now, I got to remind everybody, our chicken barbecue is this Sunday, and coincidentally, for all the football fans out there, there is the National Football League playoff games on television. Now, what can be better than sitting home in your easy chair, watching a football game, and chowing down on this delicious chicken barbecue dinner with a can of cold brewski in your hand to wash it down?
You know, you couldn't go buy this meal to cook yourself in the grocery store for $10 or $11. And very nice. A half chicken. That's quite generous.
Yes.
So, Henry, that is this Sunday again, January 23rd, 11:30 a.m. until 1 are sold out. Does it usually sell out early?
Yes, I would recommend. We have 100 chickens, and we cut them in half, so we'll have enough for 200.
Okay. And how long do you think that'll last, or do you know? No telling.
Last time we sold out, it was around 12:30.
Okay. So don't wait till the last minute.
Now, if anybody wants to send the check, in addition to coming to the barbecue, if you can't come to the barbecue and you want to donate something for the victims, you can make a check out to our council. It's KOC 2737. And you can either drop the check off when you pick up your chicken barbecue if you're coming, or you can mail the check to the following address. It's KOC 2737. P.O. Box 672, and it's Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Okay, let me repeat that. KOC 2737, P.O. Box 672, Daphne, 36526.
Yes, and we'll take all the money that comes in, plus the net profits of the barbecue, and we'll write one check to the councils over in Kentucky that are affected, and they in turn will use the money to help the victims.
Another reason I like this fundraiser, instead of items that may or may not be needed, sending this money directly to people in the affected area where they can literally have a wish list, a shopping list of exactly what people need.
Yes. And surprisingly, when right after the tornado, we were actually going to bring supplies over there with a truck. Mm-hmm. We did that in Louisiana after Hurricane Ida. But because of the enormity of that disaster, basically the folks over there, the council says, you can't come in here. They won't allow anybody in here.
You can't get in.
Mm. So it's been like that for quite a while. So
Wow. The
best we can do is send a monetary donation and let the folks over there give it to where it's needed the most.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Henry, we're all pretty much familiar with the name Knights of Columbus, but if we had to define it, I'm not sure most of us could. So tell us, what are the Knights? What's your mission? What do y'all do?
Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but the largest Catholic organization in the world is the Knights of Columbus. We've got 2 million members.
Wow.
In dozens of countries on 3 continents. And basically the members, if you're a member of the Knights of Columbus, you live the Christian values by means of our principles, which are charity, unity, and fraternity. And charity is the hallmark of the Knights of Columbus. Our motto is, we get things done. We volunteer our time to serve our parishes and our communities. And just to give you an example of some of the charity work that we've done, last year our Daphne Council has logged over 2,800 hours in our Faith in Action programs in the community, and 500 man hours volunteering at the Prodigy Pantry, which is a food bank in Spanish Fort. And we raised over $6,000 and given it to organizations like the Lighthouse in Robertsdale's, the Woman Health Center, Exceptional Foundation, Alabama Special Olympics, and others. And the men in the Knights of Columbus, we form a bond. You know, people ask me, what's it like to be in the Knights of Columbus? And this is what I tell people, you know, when you give yourself to a worthy cause, hand in hand with your brother knights, it's a wonderful, rewarding experience in a ways that you can never imagine. And that's the key for being in the Knights of Columbus. And joining the Knights, it's not a big deal. You just have to be 18 years and older, and you go through an initiation.
Are you a member of a Catholic church, though? This is a Catholic organization.
Yes, this is a Catholic organization. Okay. But we help anybody.
Right.
I mean, not strictly Catholics.
Charity extends beyond, of course.
Okay. And the last thing we did recently, we had a Tootsie Roll drive at Walmart, And it was wonderful. And the money we generated, we gave to the intellectual disabled individuals. So there's a lot of need out there. You can't imagine how much need, like the Prodigy Pantry. I volunteer every week. You don't know how lucky we are. Go to the Prodigy Pantry on Tuesday morning and volunteer your hours. And then you'll never complain again in the rest of your life. Trust me.
Wow. And what about the trivia challenge? Several years ago, I participated in one of those and would love to do it again.
Well, it's planned for next year. Unfortunately, with COVID last year, we couldn't do these.
Life must go on.
Yes. The two biggest events we've had in the past is the team trivia, and we also have the extravaganza, which is a drawdown. We had a $5,000 first place prize. So those were, you know, standing room only. But again, last year we couldn't have those kinds of events, so we're going ahead this year and planning that. Plus, we're getting more involved in things like Special Olympics. We'll be doing that.
What are y'all going to do? I'm emceeing again. I've emceed that, I think, about 12 years.
We're going to be scorekeepers.
Okay.
The day before, we're going to set up the equipment, and then we're going to be volunteers and whatever they need us to do. And we recently did that at our church, Christ the King's Halloween event. We had a soccer challenge for kids, and it was wonderful. And we gave out trophies, and we're planning a basketball foul shooting contest
next year.
Okay. So we got lots of things planned, not only coming up, or we just finished this year, but we've got plans for next year.
Henry, for those that want to learn more about joining the Knights of Columbus, do you just go to the church, call the church? How do we go about that?
Yeah, what I would recommend is, I mean, you can look in your church bulletin. There are councils here in Fairhope and Daphne and Bay Minette, Mobile. Just look in your church bulletin, and there's a name, or go to your church office. Or you can just simply go to the Knights of Columbus website, which is kofc.org.
kofc.org.
There's plenty of information there.
And for folks joining us late, there is a chicken barbecue Sunday, 11:30 until it sells out at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Daphne, 602 Main Street. $10 for the chicken, rice, green beans, and bread. And proceeds go directly to Kentucky tornado relief efforts distributed by the Knights of Columbus there. Thank you so much, Henry. Anything else that you want to mention?
No, that's it. And we appreciate your support of us.
As always, you're very welcome. Henry Tamburin with the Knights of Columbus. If you missed a part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.